Okay, good morning, Rabbi Isaiah. Greetings from glorious sunny Manchester. It was very nice, Baruch Hashem. Okay. Hamaspal b'yichidus. Well, there's another halacha beforehand. We said, first of all, that as follows. If a person's in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, if he's in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, we said he doesn't listen to the tkiyas. He doesn't have to stop and listen ke'ilu, he's trying to be yoitzer, because it's not a chiyuv on an individual to be yoitzer. You just carry on, you carry on davening, and what's going on is going on in the background. What happens if you are the only bal koira in the shul, bal tkiya in the shul, and they need you, and you're in the middle of, let's say, bechas kriya shema, so you're behind, you daven slower than they do, or you came late, whatever the reason is. And he's in the middle of, let's say, Berchus Kriya Shema. And they need somebody to blow. Is blowing a shofar called a hefsek in Berchus Kriya Shema? Obviously, if he's in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, they will have to wait for him until he's finished Shemoneh Esrei, or they'll have to skip the tkiyas, whatever it is. But if there is nobody else, then the halacha is that he can, if he's in the middle of Pesukin Zimra, and if he's in the middle of Birchas Kriya Shema, he can go and he can blow on behalf of the Tibor. It's not called a Hefsek. You're not called being Mafsik by blowing. You're called a Mafsik when you say words, when you're speaking, etc. That's different. But being Mafsik by blowing Shofar is not called a Hefsek, and therefore he can go over. What happens if there is the only Baal Taker, the only person who... And this happens quite often in shuls, that sometimes you're there and there's nobody to blow. And they pass the shofar around, and people don't, especially temporary minyanim and that sort of thing. So what happens if the only person who's capable of blowing is a koton? If it is a child under bar mitzvah, can a child under bar mitzvah blow for the tzibur? And the answer is yes, the halacha is that he can. Spasach nisht als kavod ha-tzibur, that he shouldn't, but if he's the only person, then he can. Again, because the same reason, because this isn't an absolute chiyuv to hear tkiya shofar, it's a minhag, and it's all to remind us that Rosh Hashanah is coming, and therefore even if a cotton is tokea, that's also good enough in that situation. Lechatchila, it would be better if it was a god oil, because a god oil is more kvod atzibur, but b'diavad, it can be a cotton as well. Is my time up or not? Not yet. Okay, another 2 minutes. Good. Okay, what happens if somebody davens b'yichidus and he's got a shofar at home? Yeah, should he blow shofar at home as well? Wake up the entire district. Yeah, should he? So you say why not? Okay. So interesting here, the Nitzan Gavriel brings it down and he writes as follows. He writes that in an earlier edition of my sefer, he says, I wrote there, b'maduro hakoidmois, that in the early editions of my sefer, he writes, kosafti she'ein tzorach l'skoya, that somebody at home doesn't have to. One of the reasons brought down is because it says, hayitok ha'shofar bo'ir v'hom lo yechrodu. Yeah, there will be a public blowing and yet the people won't. And it always speaks about most of the situations that you find where it's discussed in the poskim is all talking about b'tzibur, that you're blowing in a tzibur. He says, why? He says, because also, if you remember, we mentioned that the third time that Moshe Rabbeinu went up was on Rosh Chodesh Elul, and they made a big matzav of it in order that nobody should forget which day he went up and not miscalculate after 40 days that maybe he hasn't been yet. And that was B'tzibur. They made a big matzav of it. They accompanied it. It wasn't Pshat that Moshe Rabbeinu on the third time took the two tablets in a carrier bag and packed it in an overnight bag and said goodbye to his family and crept up the mountain by himself. They accompanied him and they blew shofaros and they made a big matzav out of it. And therefore, again, that's one of the remozim as to why we blow shofar, and that was in public. That was clearly in front of the whole of Klal Yisrael. So therefore, there are reasons why one should only blow shofar lechoyre in public, but he's about to be choyzer from that, and we'll do that tomorrow. Thank you. Amen.
Start your daily Torah way, Northwest London, Sunday, Yud Beis Elul, 15th of September, Rabbi Emmanuel Danan Shlita, Netzilas Yadayim versus Tzavilas Yadayim. This is Torah responsible family Feingold, the Pert Simcha Nesem of Hershey, Kot Seal, and there you are, and Carol of Feingold, the Pert Simcha Nesem of Hershey, on Tuesday. Yehi Rotsen, Sheev Nu Bais, Nim Rabbi Yisrael Hashem, Nesilo, Nesilos Hashem, Vachayli, 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 Vachayli,
Good morning, Rabbi Boisai. What a pleasure it is to to come to this new premises. May this place, El Moshe, grow Michael El Chayil with our Brotos HaTorah, with the Kiddush Hashem, and continue to be the center of Torah in this town. This comes off the back of the holidays, and I want to ask the audience a shaila. When is a situation where you can only do Tvilas Yadayim for Suda? I'm talking about for Suda. You can only do Tvilas Yadayim, which is dipping your hands and not Netilas Yadayim. And then please provide me another scenario where the opposite. You can only do Netilas Yadayim, but you cannot do Tvilas Yadayim. That means you've got water here, and you can only do Tvila with that water. That's the first case. And the second one is, I've got a source of water here, and I cannot dip my hands in those waters. I have to draw out with a kli and do Netila.
Case number one is the sea.
Right,
case
okay.
Yankees,
you want to take over?
With a cup.
Very good, okay.
The what? Okay, so case number one is the sea. Let's go over that case, because that case is easier. The Shulchan Aruch says, if you look on the handout, Kuf Samech on page 2. Page 2, Ois Dalet. Kuf Samech, Seif Tes. Simon Kuf Samech, by the way, one of the hardest halachas in Aruch Chaim, Ahilchas Netilas Yadayim. Yeah, so on the second page, Ois Dalet, Shulchan Aruch says, Mayim Meluchim, salty water, Ois Ruchim, or smelly water, Ois Morim, or they're bitter, She'ein HaKev Lev Yochel Lishtos Mehem, to the extent that a Kelev cannot, Kelev, it doesn't mean Davka Kelev, but that's a typical animal that you can use to test. If he cannot drink it, then psulim netilas yadayim. Afar pishek sheirim lemei mikvah letvila. So you can toivel in my meluchim, but you cannot do netila because it's got to be Rabbi Yisai dumya to the water of the kain in the Beis Hamikdash, in the kior. That has to be clean water, drinkable water, and therefore for netila it's possible, but for Tvila, it's kosher. So if I'm by the sea, I've got no other source of water to the sea, then what do I do for if I want to have my meal?
Tvila.
Now I think where you should put your hands, you shouldn't go to where the water comes in and out. You should try and go in as far as possible. Otherwise, it might be a shaila of noivin, of not being in the place. So the easiest is just go in a couple of a meter or so into the place where there's always water. It doesn't matter that later on the tide goes out. That's fine. You know, as long as it's here, and you do tevila. So that's sorry.
We just said that salted water is no good.
For tevila. When you're using the kli, that means you people don't.
The difference to meet out or not?
No. So I'm talking about tevila. When you do tevila, so you can have the water comes to the surface and then just immediately recedes. I don't think you should do the tevila there.
Why? It's because when you go into the sea to wash your hands, you don't take a keli.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? You're only tight when you catch your hands. You dip your hands in the sea.
I say you should not take.
Salty is no good. So therefore you do tevila. Tevila means you dip your hands in the water as opposed to taking out my cup, taking out some water and doing the tevila.
Tevila, it's good salty.
It's okay, yeah. Yeah, look, that's what it says. Psulim netilas yadayim, afal pishim ksheim lemei mikveh. Yeah? A woman, a tevila doraisa can be done in a sea, right? So kalvachaymer tevilas yadayim. Okay, so that was an. Can anybody any other scenario?
A river is better than the sea.
If you got water,
sorry, a river, fresh water is better than the sea.
What do you mean better?
I mean less problematic.
Okay, so scenario. Okay, so that was scene number one. Okay, scene number one. You should do tevila and not netila. Okay, scene number two.
That's the question. Yeah. Can you do tevila for washing for hamitzi in a mikveh?
Yeah, absolutely.
That's kosher, the tevila.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you can do, you can take out that water as well and do netilah.
No, I must.
But you got a problem. You don't make a bracha there.
Do you do that tefillah sedaim or netilah sedaim? In a mikveh.
You can do tefillah. Whatever one you want. Whatever one you want. In the main mikveh. Ooh. Main mikveh. Now the old mikveh in Gateshead was not drinkable. By I don't think so. Why? Because you know the mikveh in Gateshead was recycled, so they had to put chlorine, quite a large amount of chlorine. I think the average mikveh, yes, it's got chlorine, but I think an animal, a kelev would drink it. Yeah, but if it's got if it's heavily chlorinated, then it becomes possible from shtiyas kelev. In which case, if you're using such a mikveh, then you'd only be able to do tvilas yadayim and not netila. You right? Okay, so that's an example. Okay, so that was the easy case. What about the other way around? I can only do netila, but not... Okay, no? Rabbi Isaac?
Tap water with a cup.
Yeah, but I haven't got... Yeah, I need to have a mikveh. Where do I have a source of a mikveh that we see, which has got the potential to be mitzvah? And I tell you, no. Do not do tvilas yadayim. I want you to do netilas yadayim. Okay, let's look at the note. Let's look at on the first page, right? Rivers. Can anybody tell me anything about a river? Can you do tvila? Can you go to the mikveh in a river? Mm-hmm. Why not? Has it got 40 saw? Well, yeah, much more than 40. It's got 40 saw. It's mine. It's not she'uvin, right? It's not she'uvin. It's not drawn. It's not like a man. It's not being brought to the place by man. I think a canal, yeah, is not called she'uvin. A canal, even though it's man-made, the canal, but now that it's there and the water comes from the river, that's not called man-made. Therefore, it's not a problem of she'uvin. Yeah, huh? It's connected to the river. Yeah, it's connected. I learned that a couple of weeks ago. When I met people in Rickmansworth, so there's a canal system there, Watford, Rickmansworth, and I said, "Where do you stay in the same place the whole time?" He says, "No, we don't. We use the canals and we connect from one river to the other one, and there's a whole network. They're all interconnected." So, what would be the problem with doing tevila in a river? What could potentially be the problem? So let's look at the note. The notes. So the Gemara in the Darim. This is a Gemara in three places. In the Darim, Mem Amud Aleph, Shabbos, Samech Hamud Beis, and Bechayras Nun Hamud Beis. And it says the following, Rabbi Yisrael. Let's look inside. V'omar Rabin, Omar Rav. Rabin said, in the name of Rav, Mitro b'Ma'arava. If it's raining in b'Ma'arava, Rabbi Yisrael, in the West, it doesn't mean USA yet. It means Eretz Yisrael, what's called the West, because most people were living in Bovel. Sada Rabba Pras. If you want to know, how do I know if it's raining in Eretz Yisrael? Yeah, what's the greatest witness? What's reliable evidence? If the Euphrates has increased in the water. If the waters are in abundance, that means the river you can see is way over. It's much fuller than it normally is, then you know it's rained in Eretz Yisrael. Why? Because the Euphrates travels from the northwest, which is the northeast corner towards the northeast of Eretz Yisrael, and it travels southeast towards the Gulf of Persia, right? And it travels along those mountains, and the rainfall comes, and therefore, if you see the river largely increased with water in Bavel, in Baghdad, and you say, wow, look how full the rivers are. You know that what? It's been raining in the northeast. And therefore what? And therefore what, Rabbi Isai? So what? Who cares? And therefore? Who cares? So what? Why am I interested that it's raining in Eretz Yisrael? This is halacha. The answer is, what's the difference between a mayon and a mikveh? Rabbi Isai, differences between mayon and a mikveh. Right. So normally, if you need to do tevila, you can do it in anyone you want, apart from zov. A zov must be toivel. It must be toivel in May, Mayon, in spring water. Another difference, the chatos, May chatos for the sprinkling of the Pora Aduma, must be you Mayim Chaim, which is spring water. And the Metzora for the Tara of the Metzora must use Mayim Chaim. The Torah says you have to use Mayim Chaim. What else, Rabbi Isai, is the difference between Hamayon and a mikveh? A mikveh must have 40 sa'ar. Less than 40 sa'ar, even if this person fits into that amount of water, it's not called a mikveh and it's possible. Right? That's for Adam. But for a Mayon, as long as a person is completely covered by the water, you don't need 40 sa'ar. Right? Same with a kli. For a kli, for if one wants to be toivel kelim, then in a mikveh, even though I want a small tiny knife, the mikveh must have 40 sa'ar. It doesn't have a shame mikveh less than 40 sa'ar. However, a Mayon I can use even if it's less than 40 sa'ar, right? So that's one advantage of Hamayon, of Mayon spring water over mikveh water. Make sure me. What's another advantage, Rabbi Isai? What problems when people build sukkahs, mikvahs, what do they have to be one of the most important things to ensure doesn't happen in the mikveh? Doesn't leak, right? Must make sure that the mikveh doesn't leak, because mikveh is a gathering. It's got to be gathered and together and stationary, bashboirin. However, mayon is mitayr bezoichlin. Mayon, spring water, which comes from underground, is mitayr bezoichlin. Even if it's moving, it's able to be mitayr. So the Gemara is saying here that when you see the banks of the river overflowing in Bavel, you know it's been raining. Therefore what? So a river has spring water, but it's also, of course, a massive rainwater as well. So the Gemara is saying, don't be toivel in the river when it's got much more water. Why? Because this additional amount of a volume of water has come from what? Make shomim, has come from rainwater. Make shomim is only matayr bashboirin. And a river, of course, is flowing. So therefore, it's not going to be matayr. So that's what Rabbi Nomar Rab said. Upliga de Shmuel, and he argues on Shmuel, base. De Omar Shmuel, nara mikifei misborich. When you see a river in abundance of water, much more than previously, don't worry, mi kipei misborech. It's the abundance comes from kipei. What is this word? Kipei? Kipei means sela. Sela means the rock. It's bedrock. The increase is from itself. In other words, the majority of this river, don't worry about it, the majority of this river is what type of water? Spring water. So therefore, you can still toivel in it. There's no problem. So why is it, Rabbi Yisrael, why is it suddenly, when it's raining, cats and dogs, suddenly my river is much fuller? If we're saying the majority of the river, the whole year round, is spring water, so why did the rainwater increase the volume of my river to such an extent? Any Tanis? There's a Gemara in Tanis which says for every tefach of water which comes lemata from the rain, two tefachim of spring water comes up kaviyochel to meet it. So for every, yes, there is an increase in the contents of the river because the rainwater has caused the river to produce more spring water, and therefore that's why it's overflowing. And that's what and Shmuel says. So therefore, don't worry about toiling in the river any time of the year, even when you see it's increased as a result of the rainwater. Okay, Upliga de Shmuel and the Shmuel. Then the Gemara says, Shmuel, there seem two conflicting statements of Shmuel. Why? Because the Omar Shmuel, Ein amai metarim bezoichlin. Water, that means rainwater. Oh, the flowing waters are not metarim bezoichlin. That means if it's moving like a river. Unless ela pras b'yoyme tishrei bilvad. Only pras on the days of Tishrei. Tishrei is the beginning of the autumn, the end of the summer. Then you don't have to be worried about toivling in the river. What's the difference, Rabbi Yisai, between the beginning of Tishrei and previously and afterwards? So, the Ran explains. Afterward, the reason is because he holds, this Maimer of Shmuel holds, that a river does fluctuate with regarding its percentage of Maimayon, spring water, to rainwater. Therefore, when can you be assured the majority is spring water? Only at the end of the summer. At the end of the summer, you know, it's not like England, right? It's the rain season, the rainy season is in the winter. In the summer, you now get the benefit of all the snow that amassed and that is now starting to melt, and all the rains now flowing down into the river. So therefore, the whole summer, you cannot be toivel in such a river because you have to be choishesh that the majority is rainwater. However, by the beginning of Tishrei, you can be assured that any of the rainwater or any of the melted ice or snow has already flowed away, and therefore the majority of the water in this river is Mayon, is spring water, and therefore you can toivel. But the rest of the time you cannot be toivel. And the Gemara says, Avuah de Shmuel, the father of Shmuel, Ovad lahon mikvois libnose biyoyme nisan. He made mikvois for his daughters biyoyme nisan. Umafzi biyoyme tishrei. What does that mean? He made mikvois for them in the days of Nisan. Well, they only went to the mikveh on Nisan. Right. So explains the run during the winter. It was cold. You can't go outdoors to the tevila, right? It's too cold. So therefore, they didn't even demand anything else. He had mikvahs built for them indoors near their homes. However, now it's warming up, and they wanted to go to the river, yeah, because now the weather's improving. It's spring is in the air, so that he didn't let them go to the rivers. Why did he not let them go and toivel in the rivers, Rabbi Yisai, on Yemei Nisan? Because there's chashash, there's a problem, there might be majority rainwater. So therefore he built them, okay, but he tried to accommodate his daughters. You want a mikveh? He built them outdoor mikveh. Yeah? However, umafti b'yayim atishrei, you want to go to the river? You can do that on Tishrei. What's mafti? Mafti are mats. Why did he provide them with mats? When the river is not very full, it gets very, it gets very muddy, and therefore it's a problem of chatzitza. So therefore he used to give them mats, they used to put them at the bottom of the river, so that they can toivel. Another explanation given is that he gave them mats, not to place so they can stand on it when they're toivel, but rather to for tzniyus. Yeah, so they can have privacy. And the Rambam says it means, of course, they would have only toiveled in a river where there is an element of privacy, right? You wouldn't have thought anything else. But since the woman might be afraid and she's embarrassed, just in case somebody might see, therefore they may hurry their tevila and not do a proper tevila. So to make things as kosher as possible, where she's not pressured to hurry things up, they did a mechitza around the place in the river where they were toibling. So what do we see here on both sides? Okay, that's the end of the Gemara. That is the end of the Gemara. Rav and one member of Shmuel hold that there are certain times of the year that you cannot toivel in a river. Why? Because majority is make shomim. You can. When do you know that? Don't worry about make shomim. Only the beginning of Tishrei. The first.
What's wrong with make shomim? I'm sorry.
Make shomim because make shomim is not matayr when it's flowing. It's got to be stationary.
A lake
is no problem. A lake is no problem. You're going to ask me about the Dead Sea where the water comes in from one and comes out from the other side, right? That's not like a normal lake. Yeah, a normal lake where all the streams are coming. No, but you can do tevila in a sort. You can do it. It's hard. You have to dunk yourself. So, right. And the other member of Shmuel holds. Don't worry about it. The whole year you can tovel in the river. Why, Rabbi Isai? Because it's always majority
groundwater,
spring water. How do we paskin? How do we paskin on this shaila? Rabbeinu Tam says. Tosfos brings from Rabbeinu Tam, Sefer Truma, another Rishonim, with paskin like Shmuel Lekula. You can tovel on the mikveh in the river anytime you like. Why? Because the Gemara says, why is it called Pras? Why is it called Nahar Pras? The river of Pras? Sheporin Verovin, because the waters are always, they multiply. In other words, they themselves multiply. The water comes from its natural source, right? From itself, spring water, the whole year. That's why it's called Pras. Says Rabbeinu Tam, that indication, he brings Gemara in Bechorah, that indication is we hold like that, or like Shmuel, that I don't care about the rainwater, the real increase in volume of the river is due to the spring water. And Rabbeinu Tam finishes off by saying, Ba'al zeh soimchim, Litvoil benaros afilu godlum oy. Tosfos says, look around you in France, people, the women are tovel in the river, even if there's been a huge increase. The Rif, the Rosh, the Rambam all disagree. Yeah.
Can we learn from rivers in Central Europe to rivers in the Middle East and vice versa? Because they might be completely different in their behavior.
He says the reason why we're not worried. I mean, the rivers increase in size when it's a rainy season. And so how come no Rav in France says anything? Stop this. The answer is, says Rabbi Natan, because we're basking like Shmuel. Because there's Tanoim who support Shmuel. The Rif and the Rosh and the Rambam are all Paskin Le Chumra. What does it mean they're Paskin Le Chumra? They said, no, you can only Toivel in rivers when? On Yemei Tishrei. Or, if you're an expert, if you know for sure it's been quite a dry year, and you know there's not been much rainwater, it hasn't increased, it's the normal thing, then you can. But any time that you might be in doubt, has it increased due to the large amount of rainwater, you may not toivel in such a river. How do we paskin? Shulchan Aruch, Ramah, of course. Shulchan Aruch, Paskins, Rif, Rosh, Rambam. And therefore, he's Machmi. He says you should not tovel in the river unless it's specific times of the year, such as Yemei Tishrei, or perhaps if you're in south of the equator, if you're during the period after the summer there. So in South Africa, it might be the opposite. It might be the end of the summer is in the winter months, right? So Pesach time might be the opposite. Then it's Mutar. But otherwise, you shouldn't tovel. Or you can see that the river is its normal size; it hasn't increased. So there's no problem because the majority is spring water. But otherwise, you have to be machmi. The Ramah says yes, you should be machmi if you can. However, and he says again, like Rabbi Natan, the minhag in Europe is to be mekel, and therefore, if you don't have any other means. If you don't have any other mikveh, then you can be mekel. Nafka mina, Rabbi says, people who live very, very far out in Russia, well, I don't know about Russia, but it could be, there's mokum to be mekel. So Rabbeinu, from the fact that the Ramah says, b'shas adchak, if you've got no other option, you can tovel in the river, you see from here, how does the Ramah hold me? Ikar adin? Lekula. Otherwise, it's not an example. You can't be makeup shasat chak. You've got what to rely on. Why? Because we're talking about Isur Kores. We're talking about an Issel Kores. If this doesn't work, this woman is coming in a Torah, and it's Issel Kores. So you see, the Ramah holds Me'ikar Adin that you can tovel in the river the whole year, but if you've got an alternative, you should be Machmi. Okay, Rabbi Isai, going back to Netilas Yadayim now, what would you say? So I thought, according to Ramah, you can do Netilas Yadayim the whole year in a river or in a canal, but according to the Mechabe, you should be Machmi. However, right, it's Mevor from Shulchan Aruch in Kufn and Tes and in Kuf Samech that even according to the Mechaber, it's mutter to be Toivel in the river. Right? The first indication, Rabbi Isai, is the Shulchan Aruch Kuf Nun Tes Seif Tes Vav. The Shulchan, on the Ois Gimel. Make Shomim Shem Zoichli. The Mechaber has got the following doubt. He's Masupik in it. Make Shomim. We're not talking about a river. We're talking about a stream. A stream up in the mountains which is purely coming because from the rains. And it's moving. So it's flowing. What would you say? Is that able to be Matayar? Streams at the top of the mountain do not come from the groundwater. Definitely not metam. Definitely, absolutely, posul min haTorah for tevila. Nobody disagrees with that. Yet the Shulchan Aruch has got a tzad for netilas yadayim. If you've got 40 sa'ah, for netilas yadayim, I've got a tzad. I've got it. I'm doubt. I'm not 100% sure. But the Chabad's got a tzad. 40 sa'ah.
If I've got like kitchen sink or water, which I've got 40 sa'ah, can I dip my hands in?
No. Not lechatchila. If you've got no other option, it could be okay. Yeah? But not lechatchila. But, yeah, so, rainwater, not a river. We're talking about rainwater. You know it's a stream of rainwater. It dries up completely when there's no rain. Mechaber's got a tzad that you can do tvilas yadayim there. Why? It's definitely a posul tvila min haTorah. Because it's my make shomim. Precisely. Nevertheless, maybe we can be makers. So according to the Mechaber,
you're not allowed to make tefillah sitting in snow then, because snow is a chayav.
Yeah, according to the snow. Okay, that's another shot. I think you have to wait the snow to melt. You can do it. Sorry. Okay, so that could be because that's not moving. That could be snow, everybody agrees, because it's not moving, it's stationary. And if you call snow a liquid, then it would be okay. Okay, so our boys, so the Mechaber holds, the Gaon and others disagree. They said, Mapitom, why should that be kosher? Yeah? Why should we make it until it's a dime? With flowing water, rainwater. So therefore, the Gaon disagrees. He says, absolutely not. You cannot do Tvilas Yadayim in a running stream. However, Rabbi Isai, a river he agrees with. You can do Tvilas Yadayim in a river. Why is that? Because the whole thing is a machlaikis. Right? We've got big machlaikis. Am I right? And we've got a machlaikis how to paskin. And the aloha is, Rabbi Isai, you don't know if this water, you haven't got a kelev here, you haven't got a dog to try out, you don't know if this water is nifsal ma'achilas kelev. Can you use that water for netilas yadayim? Yes. Why? Netilas yadayim is mirdrabonon, sofek drabonon lekula. And any sofek by netilas yadayim, you don't know if it was nice and malachal, you don't know if this water was used for laundry. The Shulchan Aruch says you can be maker. Why? Because sofek drabon and lekula. So here, and the poskim says, the Mogen Avraham says, even a machlaikis is called a sofek. Here you've got a big machlaikis, you've got Rabbeinu Tam, Sefer HaTorah, and many Rishonim who hold lechatchila, don't worry about the river. Even for Tvila, the Oraisa of Issel Kores, so certainly for Netilas Yadayim you can be maker. So Rabbi Isai, let's go back to our shaila. Can I do? So therefore, halacha lemaaseh, can a woman be tovel in a river? Not today. Today we have other options, right? But can you do Netilas Yadayim in a river any time of the year? Yes, you can. You can do Netilas Yadayim. Okay? So therefore, that was potentially the answer where you cannot do Tvila, but therefore you must do Netila. So let's translate that as Rabbi Isai and finish here. So give me a case where you definitely cannot do Tvilas Yadayim. You'll have to get cold of a kli. Right? In a river, you can do Tvila. You, and now you haven't got a cup. It's going to take you a quarter of an hour to get hold of a cup, but you have to do Nitila. I've almost answered it.
The mountain streams.
Where it's not spring water, right at the top of the mountains, or where you know this stream is definitely not spring water, right? Then, according to Shulchan Aruch, it's a sofik. Even according to Shulchan Aruch, the maximum it is a sofik, right? And therefore, you shouldn't make a bracha. If you've got no other option, the poskim can say, Toivel, but don't make a bracha. However, most poskim disagree with the Shulchan Aruch and say, no, that's not Matar Yadayim. Therefore, then you will have to take a kli from that water. Of course, it's being mountain water, presumably it's drinkable. And you'll have to do Netilas Yadayim. Boys, I just wanted to finish. Why is it called Mikveh Yisrael Hashem? I just had this question on Shabbos. Mikveh Yisrael Hashem. Hashem is a mikveh for us. So I had the question. What was my question? With the third of Belach Shvach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Mayon. A Mayon has got much less restrictions. It's you don't need the 40 saw, and it's Matar even flowing. So I thought maybe because the Lashon of Mikveh is Mekaveh, hoping, we're putting our trust in Hashem, that's how we come together with Hashem. And I was just thinking something else. The Pasuk in Eliyahu, Loi ba'esh Hashem, Loi barash Hashem. Hashem is not in the earthquake. Hashem is not in the fire. Hashem is not in the dramatic. Where is Hashem called the Momo Dako? Where is Hashem to be found? It's me and him. No disturbance. Even a Mayan, the movement of the water, something's happening. I can get distracted. We are coming back to Hashem. It's just me and Hashem. No other. And that. The essence of me, back. You're just me and Hashem with no other, without the noise, without anything going on. That's depicted by being in a mikveh, which is still water. The Mayan, with all its greatness and its all its advantages, but it's moving. I can get distracted. It's me and Hashem. Rabbi Isai, Ksiva Chasim HaTeva, thank you for listening.
Sorry, one second.
Rosh Hashanah. Maybe you're talking about Yom Tov Sheni.